So the gentleman's asking me, we seem to be stressing value. In the past, we've had a balanced approach. I'm being forced to state the case for value and dividends after last year's stock market. Companies that didn't pay dividends did better. Low PE stocks generally do well. They didn't last year. The junkier the stock, the higher the beta, the better it did. And that's very typical in the early stages of a recovery. But typically 7 months after a recovery starts, the baton gets passed to the quality stocks, and that's what happened late last year. So for a lot of people that just look in the rearview mirror at stocks and stock funds, they tend to want to buy what did well last year, and that's going to be a big mistake now as the baton's clearly being passed to the dividend-paying stocks. And as always, it's some of both. Most of you have the majority of your assets in the two most conservative areas, large cap value and large cap core. So I'm not suggesting that you abandon growth. But overall, my personal stock exposure is the highest it's ever been, to give you a sense of where I think the markets are going. It should be a poster child for growth. The majority of my stock market money is in the value area. I like dividends. And longer term, you're going to make the most in that area. But it doesn't mean to suggest that you abandon growth, because there are plenty of growth opportunities around the world.